Shining City Audio, a John Meacham and C-13 original studio. March 29, 1861. Abraham Lincoln moves toward provisioning Fort Sumter. I'm John Meacham, and this is Reflections of History.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It was, he recalled, the first decision that faced him when he walked into the president's office on the second floor of the White House. Sworn in on March 4, 1861, Abraham Lincoln was confronted with cascading secession in the South, and the fate of the federal Fort Sumter in Charleston Harbor was a flashpoint. Major Robert Anderson, Sumter's commander, could hold out for a time, but the hour of reckoning was at hand. Other voices in Lincoln's orbit did not think Sumter worth civil war, but Lincoln, on this date, signaled that he would take his stand there. He asked his cabinet, "Assuming it to be possible to now provision Fort Sumter, under all the circumstances, is it wise to attempt it?" William Seward's was an opposing voice. "I have built up the Republican Party," the new Secretary of State said. "I have brought it to triumph, but its advent to power is accompanied by great difficulties and perils. I must save the party and save the government in its hands. To do this, war must be averted. The Negro question must be dropped. The irrepressible conflict ignored." Lincoln could not sleep. His wife, Mary, recalled that he keeled over with a sick headache for the first time in years. From Washington, Confederate commissioners sent word to Montgomery that there were to be no negotiations between the federal government and representatives of the seceded states. "This government politely declines to recognize our official character or the power we represent," the commissioners wrote on Tuesday, April 9th. A clerk was sent to the governor of South Carolina to read these orders. "I am directed by the President of the United States to notify you to expect an attempt will be made to supply Fort Sumter with provisions only, and that if such attempt be not resisted, no effort to throw in men, arms, or ammunition will be made without further notice, or in case of an attack upon the fort." Soon, in the second week of April, war would come, and Abraham Lincoln again would not flinch. Thank you for listening to Reflections of History, a creation of Shining City Audio, a C-13 Originals and John Meacham studio. Reflections of History is executive produced by me, John Meacham, and Chris Corcoran, Chief Content Officer and founding partner of Cadence 13. Production and editing led by Lloyd Lockridge, Margot Gray, and Chris Basil. Production assistance by Andy Jaskowitz and Adam Macias. Cadence 13 is an Odyssey company.
I'm Lauren Sherman, the writer behind Puck's Fashion and Beauty Memo line sheet, and I'd like to welcome you to my new show, Fashion People. On every episode of Fashion People, I'll be talking to insiders about the stuff we're all whispering between the press releases, from M&A rumors to celebrity stylist dish to the future of legacy media. Be sure to follow and listen to Fashion People, a presentation of Odyssey in partnership with Puck, available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.